I'm Edmund Duval. I'm a potter. And this is the pastoral staff of an abbot. And what does he do? He commissions something for a great moment, for a theatrical entrance into his great cathedral, his abbey church. So what's he want? He wants to hold something which tells everyone all about who he is. So he has a crozier. He has a pastoral staff made of ebony, on top of which he has this incredible, elaborate, rococo bit of nonsense. It's just one curl, one spiral carved out of ivory, on which are lots of putti, lots of naked, fat little angels, some of whom have fallen asleep. This particularly grotesque little naked angel is clinging on to a shield, fast asleep, his eyes closed. Others are still awake and are sort of sprouting their wings. And then right in the middle is the coat of arms of the abbot. It's heavy. If you had this whole crozier in your hands, you would feel pretty powerful. It's an object of power. It's a bit like a scepter or something. It comes out of having real material weight to it. So you have to imagine yourself in some extraordinarily over-the-top church interior, and you have to imagine this great procession in, and right at the very back, the abbot coming in with his staff, the staff of his office. If you think back about why you have a staff in the first place, you go right the way back into sort of liturgical history. You have a staff because you're a pilgrim, you know, and it's meant to be the kind of the object that you carry with you on your travels. And then it becomes an object of authority. It's the thing which keeps your authority within the church. And here, you've got someone who is simply going, I have everything I want in this life and the next, and I'm just going to show off in the most kind of glorious way.